What's up, y'all? Welcome to an episode of the Millennium Power Podcast, where I am your host, Kenny. And on this podcast, we empower, impact, and encourage. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about how we should stop sleeping on ourselves and how we should start investing into our visions. And before we start this broadcast, I'm going to start off with a quick word of prayer. Dearly Father, we thank you for this day, God. We ask for you to show up in this podcast, God. We ask that you literally open up our minds, oh God, shift our perspectives, oh God, that we may be able to hear from you and not only hear from you, but Father, that we may be able to be pushed into our destinies and, you know, get more insight on our purpose, oh God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So the reason why I say stop sleeping on yourself and invest into your visions, because I feel like a lot of times we as people find ourselves stuck in the pursuit of what we are supposed to be doing. Like, I myself have found myself in those positions where I'm like, you know what, God? Okay, what am I supposed to be doing? I know I'm supposed to be doing something, but I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And in that position, I get stuck. It's like I get a computer overload and I'm just like, you know, I'm just over it. And I just go on cruise control and I'm just like, you know what? I don't care anymore, which isn't a good way to handle it, but it's very understandable. And the reason why I say some people are stagnant and stuck in the pursuit of what God called them to do is because sometimes they are bound by fear. And, you know, fear is that thing that muzzles you in many different aspects, whether it be financial, physical, emotional, mental, academically, whatever it is, you get that bondage upon your life just by the fear of doing something. And, you know, if that's you right now, if that's you currently, my question for you is, why are you so scared? Why do you have fear? What is it that's holding you back? You know, I myself have found myself in that same exact position multiple times, you know, after I've, you know, had many failed attempts of trying to, you know, pursue what God had called me to do. I found myself in that position. I let fear muzzle me. I let fear hold me back. You know, sometimes I will admit, even now, sometimes I let fear, you know, like hinder me sometimes, because it's like, you know, I feel like when you're in the pursuit of something, I myself, and this may be a weakness, but sometimes I feel like most of the times I feel like you have to be perfect. And we all know that in everything that we do, it's not going to be perfect. There's going to be at least some type of imperfection anywhere. And for myself, I just feel like, you know, I have to be perfect. If it's not, you know, executed how I planned it exactly in my brain, I, you know, sometimes become down on myself. And, you know, that's my downfall and that's my failure. And, you know, I felt like, you know, okay, God, you called me to be great and to do these great things, but how do I get there? What am I exactly, specifically supposed to be doing? Like, I don't want to be pursuing something, and it be wrong, or I'm pursuing it the wrong way. So, Lord, what way do you want me to take? What is the path that you want me to walk on? Because I don't want to be, you know, adding stuff on my journey that's avoidable. And, you know, I honestly felt like in the pursuit of what God called me to do, I felt like I was getting tortured by the visions of success that God was giving me. Like, God was just showing me these visions, these dreams, and these, like, just aspirations and goals. And I'm like, Lord, that is amazing. But that is totally opposite of my reality. Now, if you've been there, you know what I'm saying. Where you just have this vision of success. You have this vision of just doing what you know that you're great at. but it's totally opposite of what you are experiencing currently. And that's understandable. But you know, one thing I had to realize is God is always going to give you the vision. God is always going to give you those revelations. And those are reminders that what God has purpose for your life is true. Those are reminders that you are purposeful and you have purpose and destiny on the inside of you. Those are reminders. Those visions and those revelations that God gives you just randomly, those are the very indications that what God called you to do is what He called you to do. Like, it's if you keep getting the same visions of the same things, and they may be different, but the same entity, that's God reminding you, this is what you're supposed to be doing. So it may feel like torture, but it's just the pressure of God, like wanting you to literally be great. Like, honestly, God wants us to be great. He wants us to live our best lives. He wants us to be successful. But how do we get in those places, in those movements of success? Not moments of success. Movements of success. And I'm glad you asked. So I'm going to tell you. And it's something that I had to realize. It was in those moments of those visions and those revelations that I realized that I can't just be stuck in what God is showing me. But I have to put some action behind what He's showing me. You know, it's true that faith without works is dead. So it's like, you know what? I'm not going to be muzzled anymore. I'm not going to be afraid of what people will say about what God called me to do. Because if He called me to do it, what people say about me it's not even going to matter. I'm just going to go forth and I'm going to be super duper confident in what He called me to do because I know that I'm great. So I'm no longer going to be bound by my own insecurity. You know, sometimes we are our biggest enemy. We doubt ourselves so much. When we have the power within us, why are you doubting what you already possess? The vision is already inside of you. So why are you doubting it? Why are you dummying yourself down? I get it. Life experiences may have made you that way. You know, your past may have, you know, brought you to those type of conclusions. But let me tell you something. I love in the Bible, in Jeremiah 1:5, it says how God told Jeremiah, you know, He was like, bruh, look. Before I knew you, I formed you in the belly of your mother. So before I knew you, like I knew you while I was creating you. And even before the creation, you were already in my mind. He told Jeremiah, I sanctified you and I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. And Jeremiah's response was, you know what, God? I'm a child. I'm a kid. How am I supposed to prophesy? How am I supposed to be doing this? And you know what God did? Let me tell you what God did. God touched his lips. So whatever insecurity that you have on the inside of you, let it go. Whatever you feel like you don't have, whatever resource you feel like you're lacking, let all those thoughts go. Because if God called you and ordained you to do that, certain thing that you are gifted and anointed to do, shut up and let God work. Sometimes we have to tell ourselves, shut up. Shut up. You are not insecure. You are confident. I will remain confident in this because I'm going to see God literally manifest what he revealed to me. God, you gave me this vision. So I'm just going to sit back. I'm going to chill. I'm going to eat my popcorn. I'm going to eat my good vegan burger. And I'm just going to let you work. I will no longer be God. So another thing that I wanted to tell you, if that is you currently sleeping on yourself, wake up. You have too much purpose and destiny in you. Wake up. Stop hitting the snooze button. That's our problem. We keep hitting the snooze button and not getting up. It's time to wake up. There are people who are waiting for you. You literally have the keys to their doors. So stop sleeping on yourself. And you know, time is moving way more faster than it has ever been. You don't have time. You don't have time to waste time. You don't want to be one of those people that, you know, have let so much time go by and you have accomplished nothing. And then you watched all your friends, your family become successful, and you're still sitting there doing it, nothing. I believe that everybody's great. I believe that God called everybody to destiny and purpose. I believe God literally just anointed everybody. But sometimes everybody doesn't flow in what God called them to do. And that's the unfortunate thing. But since you're listening on this podcast, I'm going to tell you, wake up, stop sleeping on yourself, and invest into your vision. You may not have everything that you desire, but start off with what you have. Because with what you have already is valuable. And it's 5-star. So I'm going to give you guys like 5 pointers of how not to sleep on yourself and how you should start investing into your vision. Number one, you should always seek God on what it is you should be doing and how you should be doing it. Literally, God is the foundation of everything that you should be doing. You know, you want that foundation. God is literally the CEO of every endeavor that you're going to do, that you plan to do, and that you have done. God is in the middle, and he's in all of it. So you have to seek him for your insight. You have to, you know, meditate on his word day and night. You have to keep praying. And even if you feel like you don't have answers, continue to seek him. I remember times where I didn't even have certain resources for the things that I wanted to do. And it was coming close to the last minute. And I'm like, you know what, God? You told me to do this. So I'm believing you for these resources. And guess what he did at the last minute? Them resources showed up. So my next point, be okay. And I told you this already. Be okay with the little that you have and work with what you got. Listen. True bosses know how to work with scraps. A good cook knows how to work with some show enough good leftovers. Now that will hit you on your way home. Glory to God. Sorry, I'm being a little petty. But sometimes we have these big, gargantuous, gigantic ideas, and God is like, work with this little. You sitting up there trying to work with this Kraft mac and cheese, and I want you to work with this mac and cheese from Aldi's. I want to see how you go do with this Great Value mac and cheese. Sitting up there trying to be bougie and God trying to teach you a lesson. I understand, I've been there. I'm not gonna tell you something that I haven't experienced. Most of the stuff that I'm saying is lessons that I've learned. That's a golden nugget. My third point is, don't be in the pursuit of your destiny for fame or just to get noticed. Fulfill your purpose for an impact and to make a change in others' lives. You know, we live in a, you know, generation and era where so many people are having these platforms and doing certain things that are great, but they're doing it with the wrong intentions. They're doing it for fame and to be noticed. And it's not, the motive isn't pure. See, when the motive isn't pure, everything else will not be pure. When you don't start off with the right intentions, everything else, it's like it's counterfeit. There's no true currency behind what you're doing. So make sure that you're doing it to have an impact, to have a positive influence, because it's not about you. It's about others and how others can be changed, how others can be encouraged, how others can be helped. And you know, my fourth point is remain true to you and don't let the insecurities of others bring down your confidence. You know, a lot of times when you're doing certain things that others wish they could do, a lot of times their insecurities will spill out. Their insecurities would try to spill out over your confidence. And then now you feel confused because you know this is how you're supposed to be doing it. But because they're really insecure because they want to be doing it, but they're not in a position to do it. They'll tell you that's not how you're supposed to be doing it. But deep down in your belly, that's how you know that you're supposed to be doing it. I remember the time I was doing I had launched a project. And I had somebody who was very influential to me at the time, you know, tell me, you know, I had a project that I launched. And I was seeking him for advice. And he literally told me, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. Stop that. And, you know, it kind of left me in confusion because I was like, I felt really led to do this certain thing. So I shut down the whole thing. And I look back over that. I'm like, that was your key. And that was your door to open. But you just let somebody come by and just close it. When God literally cracked it open. You let somebody tell you close the door. The door was closed. But thank God he opened it again. Glory to God. My last and final point is, let faith fuel you. Let me tell you something. This journey, this experience, and this road is not easy. And sometimes you're going to have, you know, roadblocks to try to stop you. You're going to have sometimes distractions come to tear you down. You're going to have people talk about you. You're sometimes going to feel like you're all by yourself, like you're all alone, like nobody understands you, like you're an outcast, but it's supposed to feel like that. Because let me tell you something, that's when your gift is the most potent. So when everything else is failing, all you got is your faith. All you have is what you believe God to do. All you have is what God has spoken to you. All you have is his word. All you have is prayer. Let me tell you something. Some of my greatest victories were only won because of my faith. Faith literally is my fuel. When I know I don't have enough money for something, I literally trust God. And God literally comes through every single time. I'm telling you, I'm not telling you something that I have not experienced myself. And that was the end of my five pointers. And I would like to thank you all for joining me on the Millennium Power Podcast. Again, I am your host, Kenny. And again, I'd like to thank you for taking your time out of your day and listening to this broadcast. You all have a wonderful, successful, prosperous, anointed day. Have a great day.